Playoff basketball is on the air. Keystone Quality Transport and the Delaware County Daily Times, in association with DelcoHoops.com, is pleased to present tonight's PIAA District 1 playoff basketball game.
Weak side rebound. Here he comes, Rice for Pencrest. Good hustle underneath the basket. Up for two.
Tonight's playoff game is between the Strathaven Panthers and the Pencrest Lions. Tonight's game is sponsored by the 500 employees of Keystone Quality Transport, supporting high school basketball in Delaware County. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. Sandy McCulley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home. Double Decker Pizza in Media, home of the original Inside Out Pizza. Dine in or take out. PNC Bank, with 9 branches to serve you in Delaware County. Make today the day. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. Catering by Zach's Hamburgers. Bring Zach's to your graduation or business party. Here are today's announcers, the voices of Delaware County High School Basketball and DelcoHoops.com, Dave Berman, Radnor coach Mark Jordan, Andrew Kaufman, Pete Fulginetti, and Mike Mayer.
And a good Saturday night in Media, Delaware County. It's Pencrest hosting Strathaven, the District 1 5A quarterfinals. It's not do or die tonight. You lose, you go to a consolation round. So down to the Elite Eight, Strathaven and Pencrest, third meeting this year. We're at the Kaufman Gymnasium, a legendary facility, and we are located on the top floor behind one of the baskets here, where Pencrest High School has, Mark Jordan is helping me out here. This is called a weight room or a cardio room.
Sure.
So I got a little cardio before.
Cardio.
Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer. I can't believe it. Three games in less than 24 hours. Still have a voice. Mark Jordan has a voice after coaching two unbelievable games this past week. We'll get to that later. But let's focus on the boys' broadcast here tonight. Pencrest, 20-6 under the legendary Mike Doyle, 17th year. And Strathaven under Chris Conlon, first year, 16-8 after winning just three games last year. Chris, for about the last 5 years, assistant to Coach Doyle. Mike, his mentor. And they've had some battles already this year, splitting the regular season series. Coach Jordan, here we go.
I believe it's their fourth battle, correct? They played once in the playoffs.
This is battle number four.
So they played in the playoffs, and Pencrest took them out in the league playoffs for Central League.
Oh, that's right. It was a very close game.
Yes. Twice during the regular season and once in the playoffs.
So a couple of things. This is the fourth time they've played each other. Coach Conlon coached with Coach Doyle here many playoff games. We were in this gym a few times with these battles. And I know in my little world, I had a coach called Chris Jeffries who went to Conestoga High School. And we play against them a couple years in a row. You got to change your vernacular for your plays. You got to tweak the plays a little bit. They know each other's stuff so well back and forth. So tonight there's no secrets. They know what they're going to do to each other. You know, it's going to be man-to-man. It's going to be a grind fest. They both screen so well. They both cut so well. We watched that game on Wednesday night.
Wednesday night between Strathaven and Phoenixville.
And when they started getting the ball inside, which Pete said, guess what? It was a thing of beauty for Strathaven. They got away from that a little bit. I think both teams want to cut, want to go towards the basket, obviously. Don't fall off at the three-point line. I guess my keys real quick, David, who gets more of their shots? Their shots being drives in the paint or balls to the rim. And the other thing is Pencrest has been here, and they've done this many times. So for Strathaven, this is a new environment. I was coming in just now. The parking lot is getting filled up by the minute. So you're going to see the upper level here fill up soon, David.
Yeah, they're calling for a full crowd. It's one of the reasons we moved up here is because our line of sight in the center of the court is great until the stands start to fill up, and then as people jump up and down during the game, we can't see the basket. We can't see what's going on. Can't keep our stats. So we've moved up here as a better part of Valor, where we have been roped off, and we have our own little domain here. So, and it's not a bad view. I mean, it's easier if you stand up because the bar is right in front of my eyes, but I can see plenty. And, of course, I don't keep the stats. It's Dave's got to worry about that.
Yeah, we don't have to worry about any kids crashing into
our
booth. And, look at it. A big loss for Pencrest tonight. Really good sophomore guard, point guard, Sahir Lee, is out with an injury. It's day-to-day, but he is going to be missing tonight's game. So, Sahir Lee is out for this one. Pencrest.
That's a big loss.
Huge.
I mean, he's very quick. He's a lot of speed for that team. He's a very speedy guy. And Pio and Schuler are both quick for Strathaven.
Oh, yeah. And Pencrest, four straight 20-win seasons. District 1 champs at the 5A level, 2017, 2018. Last year's District 1 semifinals before losing to Westchester East, who then lost to Sun Valley in the District 1 5A championship, live on DelcoHoops.com. And then Pencrest went on to lose to Archbishop Wood by 30 in the second round. And we know about Coach Doyle's comments about that. Mike, not a big fan of the private schools in the PIAA state tournament. So, and for Strathaven, Chris Conlon, this is the first time since 2013 that Strathaven has made it to the second round of the playoffs. That was District 1 4A back then when they ended up playing Rondé, Hollis, Jefferson, and the legendary Chester Clippers. And the Clippers, let's say Chester won that game.
You're a sweet man.
To say the least. But actually, the last time Strathaven won a playoff game was that postseason.
Yeah, Dave, I just want to come in with a comment here. These two schools are not only both in the quarterfinals here, they're arch rivals. They're only separated by a few miles. In the football season, when we do Strathaven football, they play every year for the Cup, the Media Trophy, and it's a rivalry every year. So this is not only a quarterfinal, district quarterfinal, but it is a backyard brawl, more or less, and both stands are filling up. Should be a great night.
Winner of this game goes to Norristown High School, legendary Norristown. Henry Williams, Binky Johnson, yes, Khalif Wine. I can go on and on, and that's going to be a 6 o'clock game.
6
against
o'clock start Holy takes on the winner of Holy Ghost and Penwood.
I want Penwood to win, man, my boys. And speaking of Penwood, Mark Jordan, also the girls' basketball coach at Radnor, they're off to the District 1 semifinals at the 5A level after a win at the Shoebox.
That was a heck of a win today.
Lansdowne against Penwood. And Kareem writes, right, the man.
Well, no, it was Monique Boykins is now coaching.
Oh, I'm not bad. Somebody should have corrected me.
I know. I saw that this morning. I was going to.
All right, but anyway,
but she has a heck of a job. We're down 10, 11 points. They dominate the first half. We came back. Then I see a TV crew there. It's like FCZBN. It was a Facebook live stream.
Oh,
why they picked our game, I have no idea. There's like three or four guys there live streaming from like almost here, like Catty Corner out. So I talked to them for a little bit. It was cute. I had some of my in-laws from Connecticut watching it on Facebook. It's on Facebook live stream.
Right, Rap Curry. Rap Curry did it. Rap, the athletic director, his niece, I think, Raquel, right?
Rafaela, yeah.
She's a good
Raquel,
player.
Right.
So what was it like for your kids playing in that facility?
So it was a great, you know, it was a great environment. They bullied us the first half. A lot of putbacks, a lot of physical activity. We kind of matched it in the second half a little bit, and, you know, I made some runs, a lot of runs, back and forth.
Well, we were keeping track during our game.
It was crazy, I know.
And it was nuts.
It was nuts.
Yeah. Is this the furthest you've been in since when?
About 6 years since we won it, 2014.
Oh, we won it 2014. Yeah. So, and Emily Mueller is a lacrosse, right?
Ellie Mueller is going to Princeton for lacrosse.
Lacrosse. And what a game from her today. 33 points, 16 boards, 10 steals.
That was average, not too bad.
All right, so great coaching, obviously, to you and your staff. All right, so we are going to be back here. Let's take a break.
You want to take a break? We've only got 30 seconds left. They're going to start the festivities. Why don't we see what happens with them? We'll take a break before the Star Spangled Banner.
Okay, we'll see what they do. Yeah. I think here at Pencrest they do the Star Spangled Banner first.
If they do, we'll cut away.
So again, Strathaven 16-8, Chris Conlon first year, Pencrest 20-6, District 1 5A quarterfinals, and Andrew, hopefully he'll get some scores on Holy Ghost.
Yeah,
and
I have the...
I know Westchester East won earlier.
I have the Holy Ghost Penwood score. I have Westchester Ruston Unionville. The winner of Westchester Ruston Unionville takes on Westchester East, who were 70-48 winners over Radnor earlier.
Thanks,
today.
Andrew. He's great, this guy with the updates.
Andrew Carr. Andrew Carr had a lot of points.
He's good.
He had a really good game.
And we've seen him play. So, public address announcer, very, very animated here at Pencrest High School in media. And it's loud. It's old school. And we're proud to bring it to you. No broadcast on Sunday. We're going to have a couple days
nothing
off.
Nothing on Monday.
Now, Tuesday,
we'll be back on
your
Tuesday.
Next game is
Tuesday.
So you're going to miss Chester against Methacton. Yeah, Chester Clippers. Chester Charter. Give them some Chester Scholars Academy. That's a big win for that young team. I keep saying, my wife, they're not young. They've been playing for a long time. They got 11 underclassmen out of 15.
That's fantastic.
But they've been It's unbelievable. Great articles, too.
Are you going to announce the...
Where to go start? We've got starting lineups.
Yeah, all right, starting lineups. Are you going to do that now or national anthem first? And Coach Conlon, you talk like, can you believe it? His fourth meeting against his mentor, Coach Doyle.
They were just having a talk out there with the athletic director, Chip Ollinger. It's kind of cute.
I saw money exchange hands. What do you think that was about?
Chip's a fiery guy.
Oh, Chip sure is, Chip. But a good guy, good administrator.
All right, starters, we have them. Here they come. Strathaven Panthers, the pride of Wallingford, Swarthmore, formerly another Providence back in the day. Ebo Pio, senior lacrosse recruit, Jacksonville University. Matt Schuler, tremendous football player also. Sophomore.
Only a sophomore, yeah.
Very quick.
Justin Morris, the grizzled senior, I like to call him, going to Penn State for college. Not sure, probably just play some club sports. Robbie Gilday, my man, banger, LA Fitness, junior. Luke Edwards, sharpshooter, junior.
You see him at the gym? You and Robbie are at the same gym?
And Luke,
Robbie's head of hair is fantastic.
Yeah, I know. I got some good pictures when he had the black hair earlier in the year. I heard you guys the other night listening to the broadcast. Your boy DePasqua, is that his name?
Dave DePasqua.
He gets fired up.
Yes, he does.
He gets intense. All right, now for Penn Crest. Your Penn Crest Lions, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not as pumped as he. I'm pumped in a different way. Here's Ben Stanton. He's grown about 5 inches since last year. Sophomore. We saw his debut. Here he is. Denzel Boyer, 6'7", junior. And when he comes to play, he's tough to stop. Nephew, a cousin of Phil Atkinson, star football player, Strathaven, number 12. Justin Potts, 6'5", senior. Aiden Carroll, sharpshooter, 6 foot senior. Family owns a restaurant up the street. Country Village Restaurant.
Oh, really?
Right up the road
here. Sure.
And there's Marquise Tomlin, a 5'10", senior. So there it is, Penn Crest Strathaven. Let's take a break. National Anthem on the way. Dave Berman and the gang. It's DelcoHoops.com. The District 1 5A quarterfinals. It never sounded so good. There's my music. I love that music. DelcoHoops.com.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business line of credit or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you, or PNC Home Insight, to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day.
You'll be a dentist.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
Son, be a dentist.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Oh, man, they're rocking here. It is loud and nitty-gritty time. You lose tonight, you go to a consolation round, and then you have to win at least one more game. Interesting 6A consolation game coming up this week. District 1 boys. Upper Darby, Bobby Miller, Mike Brown, and Garnet Valley. Oh, loser, it's over. So we are behind one of the baskets. Mark, go ahead.
Just one thing, Dave. So Sahir Lee is out, right? And
right.
They plugged in Justin Potts, 6'5". He gained about 6 inches there, but they lost some speed. So we'll see how that impacts the game, at least early on.
That's an interesting substitution to be making there.
Sure.
Strathaven.
It's not like for like at all.
Black uniforms, white and gray trim. Penn Crest, white uniforms, red trim. Gilday and Denzel Boyer. And that ref in the middle, that's my main man. I don't know his name, but I've seen him rep a lot of games. And he is one one tough dude. Has he ever done any of your games, Mark?
He has not. Some guys do cross over. They're waiting for some crowd, David, getting behind the Strathaven bench.
That's great. My wife's got a good seat. She's not screened off by anybody. She's at midcourt up here. And we're right in the makeshift gym they have here. Tap control by Pencrest, left to right on your radio / computer dial, phone. Aiden Carroll dribbling left side underneath, reverse layup. He's got it. Denzel Boyer.
Easy.
And that was impressive.
Too easy.
Really easy entry there for the Lions.
Gilday has it. Left of the key, right of the key. Schuler goes to the basket up. No, but a foul. Two shots for the Fearless. He is a tough son of a gun.
Yeah, well, Schuler, you know, when he's not playing basketball, he's getting knocked down constantly on a football field.
And so, you guys have had the pleasure to announce his games.
Right.
Is he really great? How football is
he? He's good. He's going to be a star.
But I mentioned before the game started, Michael, about everybody knows their plays and they know their sets. That set, but that screen was set for him to go towards the key area.
Yep.
He faked that way and went the other direction. He got to the rim and got fouled. So they're going to have to do a lot more of that, the sort of misdirection.
Missed the first three throws.
Yeah, misses. Got that one. One for two, Matt Schuler.
That first foul went against Ben Stanton.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Dave Berman and Andrew Kaufman, Mark Jordan, Mike Mayer, Peter Folgenetti. The full staff here tonight. Pencrest High School, the Kaufman Gymnasium in the lane, goes out of bounds, turnover. And yes, Gilday will get physical. Robbie's got to try to stay out of foul trouble, though.
Yeah, that's the big key, I think, for Strathaven. Keep Gilday out of foul trouble because he's your best matchup on Denzel Boyer.
And Robbie missed his whole senior year. I just see him sophomore year injured. Schuler, top of the key. Right side, Mars. Top of the key, Gilday. Left of the key is now driving. It's a jumper straight away. Back of the rim, no good. Put up by Mars. Edwards is the one who dribble penetrated right there. Ball is out of bounds, and last touch by
Pencrest. He's here with Strathaven.
All right, so Morris to inbound, near side, Edwards. Luke, pull back, three ball. Yes!
Thanks.
This is that Strathaven student section.
Straight man-to-man.
Luke Edwards for 3-4-2 in favor of Strathaven.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Boyer, right of the key, right wing corner, Stanton. And we have a foul off the ball on who? Strathaven, team-wise.
Matt Schuler was the first foul.
Team's first. Tomlin to inbound under his offensive basket. 6:27 to go, first quarter. Tomlin, three ball from the right side is good. Right wing pocket.
Simple out of bounds play. Passed it in. He ran to the corner. Got it back.
5-4 Pencrest. We're in media. Top of the key. Schuler driving off the glass. No. Gilday the rebound. Now wide open. Justin Morris. Bang. Yes, sir. He loves it. Justin Morris. Even he showed a little emotion right there,
he
baby.
He did that Wednesday night.
It's good. 5:50 to go in the quarter. First quarter, 7-5 Strathaven. Potts, right of the foul line, down low, yes, great defense. Now, I'm not rooting for anybody here, but I do like the defense Gilday played on Boyer, but the ball is out of bounds, last touch by Gilday. That was impressive.
One of my pet peeves, though, the defender was behind the post player. I'd rather see a bounce pass there, not a lob pass. Bouncing into him when the player's behind him.
Pencrest with the rock, top of the key. Boyer, Tomlin now, guarded by Schuler. It's two good athletes right there. Tomlin is a senior, grizzled, as I like to say, and Schuler only a sophomore. Potts right of the foul line. Left elbow now, Boyer. Right of the key, Carroll. Down low, Potts. Near side, top of the key, Carroll. 5:15 to go. Central League basketball. It's tough. Between the circles.
Morris isn't really guarding Potts right now, Dave.
In the lane of the 6'7", Boyer turns with a left hand. No good. Rebound, Justin Morris to Pio. Pio comes back. Strathaven. Looks like they got a lot of confidence, man, in this baby. Gilday, near wing. Gilday, left of the key, Shuler. Gilday, near wing. Flips it out, near side. Morris. Ebo Pio, top of the key. Morris thought about the three. Says no. Loose ball. Bad pass. On the floor. Who wants it? Picked up by Stanton. Then stolen back by Gilday. Should be a foul. That should be a foul.
Violation.
It's going to be a travel instead on Pencrest. Back to Strathaven. 4:27 to go. First quarter.
It's already getting a little chippy, and we're not even, you know, through the first quarter yet.
They didn't call that travel, which I like. They dove in the floor, and they slid a little bit. He didn't try and get up, so I hate when they call travel. Some referees call travel on that.
P.O. top of the key.
Easier call that than a foul.
Edwards for three. Got it again. Luke Edwards, who made the game-winning shot for Dusty on midcourt.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
A couple of weeks ago, Edwards has two trays, 6 points. And it's now 10-5 Strathaven. Boyer, left of the key. Right of the key. Potts. Wing. Lane. Give and go. Layup, no good by Potts. Rebound taken by Strathaven, Justin Mars. Here's Shuler back. Shuler with 3:41 to go in the first quarter. Off the glass, no. Good defense there by Boyer. Here comes Tomlin back. Tomlin taking all the way to the basket with the left hand. Two. That's a wild shot, no good. I think as he was going up, he lost control of it out of his hand. And the rebound, Strathaven, 3:26 to go in the first quarter.
Both sides missing shots they should be making.
10-5 Strathaven, right to left. Shuler. Gilday, left of the key. Right of the key, Pio. Right wing, Mars. Now to Gilday. Luke. They're chanting. Right wing corner, Mars. Down low, Shuler. Good defense. Oh, he has Gilday wide open underneath. Didn't see him. Gilday to Edwards. Now at Pio between the circles. 2:54 to go in the first quarter. Strathaven with the ball on a 5-point lead. Right side. Driving Edwards foul. That's going to be on Aiden Carroll.
His first.
Hayden's doing a nice job trying to spread him out. They're going like four out, if you would. Looking to go one-on-one wherever they can. Down there, it's interesting. On the other end, Dave, that Morris isn't really even playing Potts. He's just in the lane.
Down low for Gilday. Gets it out to Justin. Behind the back dribble. Loses the ball. Uh-oh. It's on the floor. It's going to be a tie-up possession arrow with the Panthers. So they'll keep the rock.
Four bodies on the floor, David. Four bodies hitting the floor.
Yes.
I love
it. Love to see the compete level there.
Strathaven.
It's a very, very big game here. They're going to be competing as much as they can.
Is that Chip down there working?
He's keeping the students next to him.
A little crowd control here with the kids.
Too much harassment to the Strathaven player.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Head inbound the ball.
Here's Edwards right of the key. Luke, only a junior. Right wing. Morris, top key. Shuler, Gilday. Yo, Robbie has range. He will shoot the ball, didn't take it that time. Here's the fearless. There he goes to the basket. Lay it up, and no good by Pio. And
buzz,
the rebound,
though.
Boyer.
Boy, it just barely tapped out.
Attack the rim.
2 minutes to go in the quarter. Carroll. Pass underneath. Potts foul, though, on the pass. And that's going to be on Edwards, I believe.
Coach Terrell's unhappy. That was a layup. They didn't call that tiki-tack foul. It was a layup.
That was on Luke?
Yeah, that was on Luke, his first.
First. 2:03 to go in the quarter.
They took Gilday out here, Dave. They're a lot smaller.
The fearless Isaiah Freeman into the game. He is a tough dude. Pull-up jumper, no good. Tomlin, offensive rebound, got a box out. But a good job there by Potts. For two.
I love that. Not going to guard him. Tough. Guess what? Get near the basket.
Yep.
Get all those boards.
Strathaven by three. 10-7. 1:40 to go. District 1. 5A. Quarterfinals. Winner goes to Norristown Final Four on Wednesday night. Shuler driving right side. Off the glass. No good. Rebound Potts. Potts to Tomlin. Left to right. Back comes Pencrest. 1:20 to go. First quarter. Left of the key. Now near wing and bringing it out high is Stanton flips it to Carroll. Aiden between the circles, guarded by Edwards, crosses over, looks to penetrate. Strathaven wants a walk. They're not going to get it. Stanton picked up left side. Now Tomlin, top of the key, looks to penetrate. And passes in the left wing corner and stolen away. Bad pass by Boyer, and a foul is going to be on Tomlin because Schuler was ready to drive hard to the hole, but it's going to be on
Marquise Tomlin, his first.
When we mentioned how these teams know each other so well, every screen they're hedging really hard. So coming out, they're hedging them, and they can't get any penetration off that. So it's hard to really get around anybody. They all know their sets.
Schuler, the sophomore, out high. Will Strathaven go for the final shot here?
Yes.
Near side hash, Pio. Ebo dribbling the ball around. Crossover, yeah, there. Keep it. Central League basketball, I like it.
This is the Laurel Marion delay game. You've seen it, the 3-2 set.
Oh, yeah. These are the student sections jumping on each other.
It's good basketball. Of course, my favorite type of basketball is Chester basketball. That style. I like that style.
Give me that.
Because they're running up and down all night.
Pio would like to play that way. So would Schuler. He walks. Lost his footing with 8.9 seconds to go, so that backfires on them in a way. But now Pencrest has a shot here at the end of the first quarter.
Right, pretty within one or tie it up.
Schuler, a tough quarter. 0-3.
Oh, Will George. There's an athlete coming into the game. So many good multi-sport athletes for Strathaven football.
Early update from Ruston, 9-4 Ruston up on Unionville.
Yeah, that's top part of the bracket's loaded. But anyway, Tomlin back 4 seconds ago, first quarter, three ball at the buzzer, back of the rim, no good after one quarter of play. Your score, the District 1 5A quarterfinals in media, Kaufman, Jim Strathaven 10, Pencrest 7. It's never sounded so good as boys basketball playoff action on DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
We get ready for the second quarter, and it's 10-7 Strathaven over Pencrest. We'll go to the cool, calm, collected Peter Folgenetti.
Thank you, David. Here's some stats, and it reflects the score. Each team has 4 rebounds. Haven has 4 defensive rebounds. Pencrest, 3 defensive rebounds, 1 offensive rebound. Both teams have turned the ball over twice. Team fouls, Haven 2, Pencrest 3. It's a 3-point game, and it's a great game.
To piggyback off that, Peter, each team has shot 3-for-8. You mentioned the last game we saw that Phoenixville was evenly matched with Strathaven. Both teams shot 3-for-8. Oddly, Strathaven, 0-for-4 from 2-point land, 3-for-4 from 3-point land.
We begin the second quarter. Tomlin across the timeline, right of the key. Stanton, top of the key, nice. Looking for the back door. Carroll, no, but a foul. Carroll to the line, shooting 2. And it's going to be on sophomore Isaiah Freeman.
But again, what a beautiful set. Again, we talked about misdirection. So Coach Doyle set up a little double screen going strong side there, David. They faked that way. They went the other side, weak side. They cut back door off, and they got to the foul line on a foul. The rim.
Free throw good by Aiden.
And at the end of one, Ruston is up on Unionville 11-7.
Two really, really tough 5A teams. It's going to be an all Chester County semifinal. That'll be Wednesday at 7:30.
That'll be Wednesday at 7:30.
First game is going to have a Delaware County team in there. Carroll misses the second. Freeman, the rebound. Freeman, a heck of a football player, too, Mark. And you know.
Multi-sport athletes. Yeah.
And they weave the ball around. Schuler down low. Ooh. For Freeman. Loses the ball.
Carroll.
Stolen away. Pencrest into the game is the other, Denzel Quinn. Got Denzel and Denzel. Two of them, Quinn and Boyer. 10-8. Strathaven by two. They're in a little bit of a drought here scoring-wise. 7:20 to go in the second quarter. Stanton to Carroll behind the back dribble. Stanton, three ball from the right side, is a little bit short. Boyer, offensive rebound, misses it. That's over the back. They don't call it. Getting a break there. Pencrest. And here's Pio back, right to left. Pio, right wing. Right of the key, Shuler. Flips to Ebo. Jacksonville lacrosse recruit. Pio.
Ooh.
Loses control of the ball. Picked up by Will George, another tremendous multi-sport athlete. Luke Edwards, top of the key. Has two threes already. Crossover loop. Goes to the basket. Floater off the glass. No good. Stanton the rebound. And then they call that foul.
Oh, don't call that foul.
Call that foul.
Jeez.
So,
that drives me
again
nuts.
I'm not rooting for anybody.
But nor am I. Nor am I. But that was ticky-tack. You didn't call that any.
I don't possession. Even know who they called him.
Isaiah Freeman, his second.
That's not good.
Or no, I don't think. No, that's not his.
It was soft.
Waiting to see who they put up on the board.
Oh, man, this is at a scoreboard right now.
Luke Edwards.
But that's two on Luke.
That's his second.
That's a killer foul, and it didn't need to be called. Dave, your point. The score was 10-5. I want to say about 3 minutes ago in the quarter.
Yeah,
so they're working on a 5-minute drought, give or take.
Yeah.
Yep. And a lot of floaters. Like I don't like the floaters, Dave. I like to go all the way to the rim and attack the rim with a layup or an open jump shot. There's a lot of floaters, and Denzel's big in there. It's hard to float the ball over him.
I know you don't like floaters. You take it. You like to
attack the rim.
Attack the rim. I know, for a fact. I've seen it. Back door cuts and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Pencrest back. Trailing by two, 6:17 to go, second quarter, District 1 5A quarterfinals, live in living color from the Kauffman Gymnasium on the campus, Pencrest High School. They are weaving the ball outside, not much action, but it's old school basketball. Tomlin, so this is Aiden Carroll, top of the key. That's not the shot you're real.
Oh,
way out there, and he drains a three ball.
Not the shot.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Not the shot you want.
It was almost his feet were in set.
Good
right,
defense,
Greg?
Too.
That puts Pencrest up by one.
Yep, knee leader.
1 point lead, yep. Pencrest. Schuler looks to penetrate, has it in the left block, gets it out to Ebo. We'll see how Strathaven can cope here without Luke Edwards. Freeman, he'll take it right to the rack. Wants to get a foul, does not get the foul. Rebound on the missed shot. Tomlin, right side. Carroll travels. Trying to do a little bit too much.
Yep.
I think he was working on maybe 6 minutes now of no scoring.
Fourth meeting, as you said. I don't know how I forgot the other one. I was so focused on the other.
Oh, you're doing a lot of things here. But they're 3-for-4 from three-point land, Michael. From two-point land, they're now 0-for-6. Almost unbelievable.
Well,
anybody
yeah,
the second quarter.
The problem is that they're going to depend on that. That's we saw it today earlier at the game. Chester Scholars were having terrible times, and we said, go to the paint, stop shooting three-pointers.
And they called,
we're not making.
He's got Pete Fulgenetti, yep. I think. And Mike, they could be coaches.
Well, Pete was
definitely
calling.
They say the money is better broadcast. I listened to the whole game already.
Well played.
I was obsessed. My wife took a nap in between games today.
That's great.
5:13 to go on that turnover back to Strathaven. We're in the second quarter. Schuler, good defense being played here. Floater
again.
Schuler. And Gildea rebound now. Justin Morris, three ball. Yes, sir, baby. Yes, sir. Oh, he fades back and he gets a student section.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
This is unbelievable, though. 0-for-7 from the lane and outside, but they're 4-for-5, keeping them in the game.
Justin Morris, two trays. Strathaven by two. This is great. Tomlin for three. Short. Rebound. Strathaven.
Oh.
Here they come. Hey, little running gun batching. Here we go. I can pick up my delivery a little bit. And under the lane, into the lane now. Fades. Now I like this. He should have shot the ball. Strathaven with the rock. George. And really got the pace going here.
Whew.
Three ball. Schuler. Got it.
Oh, my gosh.
Schuler.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Five trays for Strathaven. They're up by five.
What a bizarre game. 10-5, 6-point run for Pencrest, 6-point run for Strathaven.
That was good. I like to, fast pace. All right, so 4:06 to go in the second quarter. 16-11, Strathaven by five. Boyer out to the left of the key. This is Tomlin guarded by Schuler. Tomlin now looks at Coach Doyle. Coach Doyle looking dapper here tonight.
Yes.
Love the black outfit.
Johnny Cash.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. Top of the key, Carroll. Penetrating Carroll. Now dishes that right side. It's a three ball. No good.
Oh,
Gilday. Oh, with a Moses Malone type rebound.
It was a one-hand rebound.
Yeah,
David.
I like that. And Robbie gives it to Pio, and he comes back. That was nice.
Real nice rebound against Denzel Boyer.
Yeah.
The bigger man.
Maybe Robbie will grow 3 inches over the offseason. Strathaven would love that. And now they slow it up again. 3:15 to go, second quarter. The Strathaven Panthers leading 16-11. Put a little Harry Callis in there. Pio, top of the key. Strathaven's in control right now. Mike, this is what you like.
Oh, yeah.
Look for the good shot. No, don't force anything.
They're in their high 3-2
well,
set.
Then they try to force it, and there you go. Turnover. Here comes Pencrest back. Carroll, Tomlin, far wing. Way out high. Left, I call it the hash mark. They still call it the hash mark.
Sure, sure.
Volleyball stuff.
Schuler's had a tough half, though. Turning the ball over and some missed shots.
Yeah. Stanton, he has NBA range. Super sophomore. Carroll stops, pops, misses. Rebound, Pio. Boy, he can get up, huh?
Yeah.
Pio comes back. Strong upper body. Major Division I lacrosse recruit. Air Schuler for three. Misses it. Boyer the rebound.
Oh.
And Schuler hustling. Almost
chased
took it.
Almost stole the ball.
Got to contest everything.
Yeah.
It's good. Team fouls. Haven with four. The Lions only three. So both teams can play crazy defense here, and they can afford a couple fouls.
And Haven has yet to score a two-point basket. All their baskets have been on threes.
Five threes and a foul shot. It's crazy.
How do you know this stuff, Pete?
But he watches the game.
How do you know this stuff? People ask me all the time, how do you know this stuff?
But but these teams know each other so well. Look at this. I thought first team of 35 wins. We were about on a high 30s pace, baby, for this game.
This is a top of the key. Carroll for three. No good. Wide to the left. Box out, box out. Good job, Strathaven.
Boy, that didn't look like it was out on Strathaven, on Pencrest to me.
Absolutely right.
Denzel Quinn, I think, got a piece of that ball
really?
And poked it out of bounds. That's what
we're on the other end of the court, and the ref is right there. So take it for what
it's worth. It looked to me like Denzel Quinn had went towards the ball with his hand and
David,
he got a piece of
Dave,
it.
Dave, real quick. Denzel Quinn's favorite actor. Who is it? Their favorite actor?
Denzel Moore.
Washington.
It's not. It's Will Ferrell, but go ahead.
Oh, I don't get that. 1:45 to go in the second quarter. Strathaven with the ball and a five-point lead. Plus, Luke Edwards is out of the game with two fouls. Our top scorer, their man. So hold the ball if you're Strathaven. But again, if you're Pencrest, get right on them. You have three fouls to give. Try to take a chance on trying to get a turnover here. It's Gilday up. Too strong. And Robbie could not get the rebound.
It's a good idea, though.
Yes,
yeah,
he was.
He had that injury last year, so he's still kind of coming back from that. Missed the whole sophomore season. Pencrest back with 1:14 to go.
That's only Gilday's first shot attempt.
Yeah, we're in the second quarter. 16-11. Pencrest, 11 points. Remember, not playing without the injured point guard. Sophomore Sahir Lee. A minute to go. Last minute of play in the second period.
And Dave, you can tell they miss him. He really could penetrate the lane whenever he wanted to. Not getting a whole lot of penetration tonight to the lane.
Boyer, right of the key. Stanton for three. Short.
Oh.
Offensive rebound. Tomlin out to Carroll. Long, long three. Skins the rim. No good. And a foul on the floor. And that's okay. 39 seconds to go. It's against Strathaven. Non-shooting. They still have a foul to give. And we're in the second quarter. Three fouls for Pencrest to get.
Yeah, the ball's bouncing funny, though, and they aren't. And Saban's not getting the rebound. You can't give Pencrest two, three, four shots at a basket.
This is what they're giving him here. 40
That's the
seconds
first
left.
Foul against Justin Morris.
39.9 seconds ago. Winner goes to Norristown. District 1 5A semifinals on Wednesday night. Boyer, Strathaven being scrappy. That's good. Now it's the last foul you can give. So it's going to be on...
Will George is first.
And they ran a nice little play there out of bounds. Again, Pencrest ran it. And Denzel came across Gilday. Did a great job defending that. Didn't let him have an easy look.
One good thing is the fouls are all single fouls. Nobody in foul trouble.
Quinn loses the ball in the lane. Ahead of the pack is Freeman. Freeman drives to the basket up. No, but a foul. Isaiah Freeman, his dad, of course, a member of the Chester High School Hall of Fame, Mark Freeman, at the line, shooting two.
That was definitely a foul. And by the way, when you stop the backboard like that, they can call goaltending on that.
Yeah.
When you stop the backboard and the backboard starts shaking,
who's that foul?
You can call that.
That was against Aiden Carroll.
First foul shot good by Freeman.
Bounce off the rim and right over the top.
Isaiah's first. Makes that one too.
Up to a 7-point lead now.
Eight straight points. Now, Pancras is in a drought for, 4 minutes or so?
Yeah.
Now, they're in a drought. We're having droughts.
18 to E11.
Well, Pancras took a lot of three-point attempts and didn't make any of them.
Strathaven by 7, down to 18 seconds to go. And Tomlin's going to hold it near midcourt. Then he starts to play with 11 seconds to go. We're in the second quarter. This is Quinn. Right side, Tomlin. Three ball. No good. Rebound, Freeman at the buzzer. Good first half for Strathaven. Central League basketball at its best. Unless you're Chester High, you don't like playing against this, as proven. Strathaven leads it 18-11 over Pencrest. The District 1 5A quarterfinals. Boys hoops never sounded so good on DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport. Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
Son, be a dentist.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double-decker is the home of the original inside-out pizza. Double-decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers, and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room or take out, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Stores also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
And welcome back to Pancrest High School, where the score is Haven 18 and Pancrest Lions 11. It's been a close game, closer than the score indicates, although Pancrest had a terrible drought. And Haven is sitting here with 18 points, and other than a couple of free throws they made, they have not scored a two-point basket the entire game. It's been all 3 points. Pete, you got some observations?
That's what I was going to say. You took my words. But if I told you Strathaven would have a 7-point lead but not make a 2-point shot in the entire first half, you'd probably think I'm had a few drinks.
I would assume they're making a lot of the 3-point shots. How many are they? What's our percentages? Do we have that?
I have it. Andrew has that.
70%.
70%.
Is that good?
66%.
66%.
Close enough. Why 5 for 7? It's about 70%, but Pete's point's right. 0 for 8 from two.
Yeah, 5 for 7 for Strathaven.
So it's about 70%. Impossible. They're shooting 5 for 15 and are holding a 7-point lead. Pancras, however, 2 for 8 from two, 2 for 10 from three, 4 for 18 overall.
Oh, so I have 2 for 9 from three.
Bad numbers.
So, yeah.
Could be.
Yeah, one stat that is even is both teams have 11 rebounds and 4 to 3 turnovers by Strathaven. So it's stat-wise, it's pretty even.
The game's crazily even. My initial thrust was a local Central League coach told me, Strathaven, I said, didn't play that well for long periods of that game against Phoenixville. And he says they tend to play up to their competition when it's good
or play down.
Yeah. Today they're playing up. Edwards sat for 5 minutes, right, the last 5 minutes of the game, for the half. And without even their best player on the floor, they're still holding a seven-point lead.
Yeah.
The loss of Lee is hurting them because they're getting not much penetration. Like Mike said, they're selling for a lot of these jump shots here around the arc. Rather than punching it inside, I think they have to work inside out.
But to me, if you move the ball around and you're taking some time and you've held the ball for about 15, 20 seconds and you can't find a way to penetrate, and you have a fade shot you can take, you have a jump shot you can take, you have a three-pointer you think you can take because you feel good about it, I don't have a problem with that. My problem is when they run down the court, they spend 3 seconds, maybe pass once or twice, and then go for a three-point shot. I mean, if you're hitting it and it's raining 3 points, then what can anybody say? But the bottom line is, more often than not, it's not. And you're giving up possessions because when you shoot a three-pointer, that ball can go anywhere. And it's very difficult to defend and to recover. So I don't know what the percentages are, but I don't know that there's a higher percentage of 3 points is going defensive or offensive. But the bottom line is you're giving up a good chance of giving up possession, which is exactly what you don't want to do.
Agreed. And we've done a lot of Pancras games over the years here, playoff games here and otherwise. And they had Tyler Norwood. Remember, Norwood was so great. He was a great shooter.
25 points a game.
Other than him, I don't think Pancras' game, they really want to shoot that often. I would say they want to do some more attacking the rim and lane, which is why without Lee in there, that hurts their ability to do so. And Stratham knows that a little bit. So they're smart. They're hedging hard on the screens. They're not giving them a whole lot of easy looks. Basically, I think Haven's saying, Coach Collins saying in the locker room, guess what? Our best player didn't play the last 5 minutes. We made no baskets inside the three-point line, and we're holding a seven-point lead here.
That's pretty good.
Finals. He's got to be happy with that.
You got to keep playing the same way we're doing.
And I would say even as they attack the lane, come to a jump stop. Forget the floaters. Jump stop, maybe find a forehand cutting, and a little bounce pass and attack the rim even more on that. That's the Haven end. Coach Torrell's going to tell his kids, guess what? We took 18 shots. That's not a bad number of shots for a half,
really.
But they made 4 shots only. Didn't get a whole lot of easy baskets. And I would say in a playoff game, you want foul shots and layups or easy baskets. To me, they haven't got a whole lot of anything easy at all.
Haven had four.
Other than the first one.
Very good.
I counted 4 shots that they laid up off the board that rolled off the rim. Strathaven would have a huge lead.
Yeah. All right, listen, we're going to have to go take a quick break. Thank our sponsors. Be back for the second half. You're listening to High School Basketball. Never sounded so good on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418. Selling or buying a home is serious business. And for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCauley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business line of credit or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you, or PNC Home Insight to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day. Welcome back to the second half of tonight's basketball game. Tonight's sponsors are the 500 employees of Keystone Quality Transport, supporting high school basketball in Delaware County. Sandy McCauley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young. For all your dental needs. The Delaware County Daily Times. All high school sports every day. Berman's Health Shop. For all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven.
Catering by Zach's Hamburgers. Bring Zach's to your graduation or business party. Double Decker Pizza and Media, home of the original Inside Out Pizza. Dine in or take out. PNC Bank, with 9 branches to serve you in Delaware County. Make today the day. Now back to the second half with Dave Berman, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
And welcome back. Dave's putting his ears on, and he's ready to go.
Yes, I am. So 18-11 Strathaven at halftime. Thanks for the break there. I could use it. And Andrew, some updates. How's Pennwood
doing?
A couple
of updates from around the league. Westchester Ruston leads 27-18 over Unionville at the half. Penwood leads Holy Ghost Prep 23-15.
Wow.
Last I knew, that was with 5.5 to go in the second quarter. Also, I have a Ridley girls 6A playback game. They're playing Owen J. Roberts. They trail by 5, 21-16 at the half.
Come on, Andrew.
Is that game at Ridley?
That game is at Ridley.
Okay. Right. Well, Owen J. Roberts has good basketball up there, Mark.
Is,
you know, it's CB East.
It is. Ridley really will come back and win.
That's a long ride for a basketball game.
How about last year? We had a Delaware County girls basketball team in the state finals in 6A Garnet Valley and 5A Archbishop County. That was impressive. They both lost, but still.
Hard to do. One little point about Pancrest. Ben Stanton, Aiden Carroll, and Marquise Tomlin, the three best shooters for Pancrest, combined that half, Andrew, 1 for 12.
My gut is it is,
but I thought a lot of them were open looks. And they knocked down one or two early here in the third quarter. It'll change the whole complexion of the game.
The bad news for Haven is they can only get better.
I agree.
Theoretically.
We're underway.
Third quarter. Strathaven with the ball. 7-point lead. If I were them, milk every possession. You're on the road. Got Luke Edwards with 2 fouls.
Well,
Luke, top of the key, Mars.
I'm not going to win the game with 18 points.
Slow it. Believe it, even me, I'd slow the game down. P.O., he's going to take a 3-ball. Skims in and out. Boyer the rebound. For Pancrest, they come back right to left. Tomlin, top of the key. Tomlin between the circles. Slows it up. 7:18 to go here in the third quarter. I'm not blocking.
No, it's fine.
As long as I don't fall down. Here's Boyer's shot, no, but a foul in tight. It's going to be on Gilday.
Like
that's only his first of the game.
And that's good.
If you're looking at the bright side for Strathaven, that foul, he only has 1.
But a good mindset. They punch the ball right inside of Denzel early.
They want to try and make an impact inside early and get a couple baskets to fall.
Boyer shooting 2. Oh, got it. He's only a junior. Denzel Boyer Atkinson. Another up. In and out. Rebound on the floor. And it's taken by Pancrest. Carroll for 3. In and out. And in again. Aiden with 7. Just like that.
Another Keystone Transport 3-pointer.
Lead is down to 3.
But we said sometimes that basket gets really big, guys, if you make 1 or 2.
18-15. 3-point lead, Strathaven and the ball. Schuler, top of the key. For 3.
No.
Wide to the left. Gilday, rebound. And he's going to be fouled by Denzel Boyer.
Well, that goes back to Mike's point about a quick shot, a quick 3. You can get that 3-point shot anytime you want.
Yeah.
And I don't think Coach Conlon was in love with that shot. A fast 3-pointer, but not a great jump shooter.
Jordan Bochanski, Jordan Bochanski into the game, 6-foot sophomore Pancrest.
They gave that foul to number 2, Aiden Carroll, his 3rd.
Wow. Okay. Interesting. Down low, Gilday. Shot blocked by Boyer.
Stay
good defense there by Boyer. And here's Pancrest back. They could tie the game with a 3-ball. Driving, floater, glass, good by Tomlin.
That's more like it, though. You said, let's attack the rim. Get in the lane.
Timeout on the floor. 6:15 to go in the third quarter. The District 1 5A playoffs, the quarterfinals on DelcoHoops.com.
This broadcast is copyrighted by DelcoHoops.com for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without DelcoHoops.com's consent is prohibited.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Strathaven was up 18-11 at halftime. Now their lead is down to just 1 point, 18-17, 6:15 to go in the third quarter. Uh-huh. Mr. Fulgenetti, would you like to add something?
Well, all I can say is Strathaven better get going, wake up, and I would still drive the basket more. Yes. Don't take those three-point shots. Go down low.
Well, you can't expect them to keep holding him off. Gilday in tight.
Boy, Gilday
shot, no good. Offensive rebound. Strathaven, three ball. Justin Morris, too strong. Rebound, Pencrest. And it is now Tomlin. All the way to the basket. Layup, no, but a foul. And that's going to be on Shore.
His second of the game.
I thought Tomlin got too far under the basket there myself to this angle.
Second on Mack. 5:53 to go, third quarter. Tomlin at the line, shooting two.
But Tomlin decided from half court, I'm going to the rim there. He had no other thought in his mind.
Tomlin, couple of dribbles. Up, around the rim and in.
That last series, when Haven had the ball down low to Gilday, he didn't make the basket, but that is what they got to do. They did that last game. Once they did that against Phoenixville, they started scoring. Go down low.
5:53 to go, third quarter. Tomlin again up. Got it.
At the half, Penwood leads Holy Ghost Prep by 8, 36-28.
Oh. And you know Holy Ghost, Tony Chapman. Boy, they slow the game down, and Pencrest doing well so far. 5:45 to go. Third quarter, trip foul. Going to be on Pencrest, and that's Bochanski, his first. Each team, two fouls here in the second half. 1 point lead for Pencrest.
Eight straight points out of the half, David.
Getting it out, almost a steal, and it's on the floor, and it's taken by Pencrest. But they're fired up. Here's going to the basket, shot blocked from behind by Pio as he blocks Tomlin's shot. And Pio ahead of the pack, drives to the basket, lay it up and in.
Back and forth.
Pio for two. First two of the night for Ebo.
A little pressure here, David.
I like it. 1 point lead, Strathaven, 20-19. Across the timeline. Stanton, Potts, Bochanski looks to go all the way to the basket. Dipsy lays it up in. Jordan Bochanski.
Sophomore, crafty.
Pencrest by one. 5 minutes to go. Third quarter, 21-20. It's Pio bringing the ball back again. Pencrest playing without the injured Sahir Lee, sophomore guard. Schuler, top of the key, into the lane, flips it out. Turnover. Taken by Pencrest and stolen away from behind. It's taken away. He does a Mark Jones in the 1999 PIAA Strathaven State Championship win. Knocks the ball away from behind. This time in basketball, though. Pio has it back. Pio now. Justin Morris, three ball, rims in and out. Denzel Boyer the rebound.
That's about as close as you can make that shot without it going in, I think.
Two-thirds of the ball down.
Yep.
And then pop right out.
Coach Sherrill's not happy with the referee.
4:15 to go in the third quarter. Pencrest with a rock, get a one-point lead, 21-20. Dave Berman, Mark Jordan in the game. Tomlin, that's a tough shot.
Yes, it
forced
is.
It, not a good shot. Potts battling for the rebound. It's on the floor, and it's going to be Pencrest basketball with the arrow.
It might sound simple, Mike. You said this earlier tonight. It could be girls' game, boys' game. Just take whatever comes here. Take an easy shot. Drive and kick. That's a contested shot. Didn't go in.
I used to always tell when I play basketball, you know, you take it from outside the key, you're a frustrated basketball player.
Tomlin looking to inbound.
Wide open.
Three ball, Stanton. No good. Strathaven gets the rebound. 3:55 to go, third quarter. Panthers left to right. Pio slowly. Hard for him to do things
Pio's last transition basket. That was their first two-pointer of the game. We should have celebrated.
Going to try it again. Shot blocked from behind. Pio penetrating block. I think Boyer got a piece of it. Pencrest with the rebound of that basketball. 3.5 to go. Third quarter. Pencrest by 1 point. Strathaven just 2 points this quarter. weaving the ball around. And it's going to be a bump on Gilday.
Absolutely.
High on Bochanski. That'll be Robbie's
second.
Second.
Couple of quick updates. Unionville run on a run to start the third quarter down 29-25. Ridley tied at 21 early third quarter.
Owen J. Roberts.
That's better, Andrew. Pick it up, pal.
There's only so much I can do to control those games.
You guys were living and dying on that Marple Newtown boys game the other night. I was monitoring.
It was crazy.
Boyer has it left of the key. Tomlin, left wing three ball, short. Rebound on the floor. It's taken by Edwards. And Strathaven gets out of a mass of humanity there. And here comes Pio all the way to the basket. Layup. No, would not go in. Rebound, Penn Crespo. Chansky. Big contributions.
Boy, Penn Crespo couldn't make shots in the second quarter, and now Haven can't make them in the third.
It might be that rim down there, Mike. You're right, because Pio's gotten that rim three times this quarter. Only made one.
2:43 to go. Third quarter. Penn Crespo, the home team. District 1-5A quarterfinals by one. Ball is deflected away. I don't know about that foul.
What's going on? He didn't have possession.
Strathaven.
He didn't have the ball. He didn't have the possession of the ball when he got it.
Justin Marsh, second.
And he's not. Justin's unhappy, and I don't blame him.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a bailout call, in my opinion.
Good news for Strathaven. Still only down by 1 point and only 2 points this quarter. 2.5 to go. Potts, top of the key. Stanton, here's a jumper good by Marquise Tomlin, 15-footer for Marquise.
Brace that out of bounds, a little pass out, a little screen down, pop out Tomlin, 15, 16-footer, down it goes.
He struggled the first half, Marquise, but boy, big here in the third. He's a senior, he's been around, he's played some unbelievable games
over
his career.
Well, Pencrest could not continue. Nobody would believe Pencrest could continue to shoot like they had been.
Strathaven down by three. Right side, Gilday. Robbie does not take the shot. I know he can hit that from there. And they get it out to Gilday. I check that. Get it out to Schuler. Left side, Pio. And then Tomlin all over Luke Evers. Luke trying to they've shut him down pretty much, Luke, here. Like, since those two three balls in the first quarter.
He has no shot attempts in the first 6.5 minutes of his quarter.
We saw the same thing from Phoenixville on Wednesday night.
Edwards. Can't force anything, but he's a really good ball player. Very savvy. Flips it to Mars, left of the key to Schuler.
Oh,
here's Gilday. Robbie can hit that, I told you, but he misses that one.
Too short.
Short. Got a three ball from the right wing corner. Rebound. Bochanski again, the sophomore for Pencrest. 1:18 to go in the third quarter. Tomlin has it between the circles.
Momentum's definitely with Pencrest.
Potts, top of the key. Right of the key, Stanton. This is Boyer, right at the key, Bochanski. Pencrest with the rock. Minute to go, 1 minute to go in the third period. Do my Lou Nolan imitation.
I like it. They need to stop here.
Three-point lead, and Pencrest right now in control. Bochanski looks pretty gosh darn good out there, guys.
Yep.
Tomlin, Bochanski's wide open. He looks to penetrate, and pretty savvy young man.
He's
Jordan Bochanski. He has it now near wing out to Stanton. He's only a 10th grader. And I've saw here a lot of these guys back next year.
25 seconds left in the quarter.
3-point lead, Pencrest. Bochanski left of the foul line. They call that the left elbow. Brings it now top of the key, right of the key, Tomlin. 12 seconds to go, third quarter. Tomlin is
really low. It's going to be a one-on-one set.
5 seconds. There he goes.
Two. One. Misses the three ball. That's it. We go to the fourth quarter. And your score now is Pencrest 23 and Strathaven 20. The District 1 5A quarterfinals never sounded so good. Boys basketball, DelcoHoops.com.
Spring is just around the corner, and Zach's Hamburger Food Truck is ready to cater your graduation and corporate events. What better way than to celebrate your special occasion than fresh-made, at your location, Zach Hamburgers and Fries for your guests? All the taste and aroma of a cookout, but leave the work to the Zach's Food Truck and their crew. For groups of 50 people or more, give them a call at 610-532-6766.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Ready for a rip-roaring, as Gene Hart would say. Gene Hart, rip-roaring! Fourth quarter, 23-23 point lead for Pencrest over Strathaven. District 1, 5A quarterfinals. Real quick, we're going to go to Andrew first and Pete.
Couple of updates. Holy Ghost Prep still trails Penwood now by 12, 40-28, 6:44 to go in the third. Unfortunately for all of us, Ridley is down by 6, 27-21 with 4:43 to go in the third.
Andrew,
to O&J Roberts.
Andrew stinks.
And look, in the fourth quarter, look for Haven to go to Luke Edwards. They got to get him involved. Very important man, and he hasn't been involved at all in this ball game.
Pete, no shot attempts. They're 1-for-9 that quarter, 0-for-5 beyond the arc.
Right.
Well, they're due to score, Strathaven, if you look at it that way. Just underway, fourth period. Pio, right block, sure. Floater, no good. Defense there. Great defense.
Well, they just shut Ebo down.
And Denzel never left the lane. Denzel just parking in the lane, and it's hard to get anywhere. Good shot.
Shut the whole Strathaven team down.
Go for an alley-oop.
Alley-oop, not a good decision. He saves it from going out of bounds. Boyer, but off his own teammate.
Guess what, though? But I love the play call. It was a little handoff there. It was a back screen, a lob to the rim. If he throws that one down, Michael, this place might come apart.
Yeah. Well, that would be it. It's a big motivator if you make it, and there's really no foul done if you don't make it.
Strathaven was all over it, though, and a foul off the ball, and the Strathaven fans are probably going to give the Bronx cheer. It's against Pencrest Tomlin.
It's second.
And they're playing Edwards very physical, and again, everybody knows they know each other's stuff so well. Edwards just can't shake free.
Winner of this game will take a looks like Penwood right now.
Yeah. And in the other quarterfinal, Ruston holding on to a six-point lead, 37-31. 3:02 to go in the third.
Strathaven to inbound the ball. Coach Doyle wants to travel. Boy, he is animated. Look at Coach Doyle. Love it. Love it. 7:19 to go.
He's allowed it. He's allowed the width of his shoulders there, so I don't think it was a travel.
So Strathaven with the ball, down by three. They're only 2 points the second half. Gilday, left elbow. Schuler, right elbow. He throws an elbow. He goes to the basket. He lays it in.
Well, Mike Mayer asked for that a while ago.
Schuler, super sophomore with six.
Some pressure, David. You see a 1-2-2 look.
Boyer across the timeline. Carroll, Tomlin. Marquise Tomlin slows it up. 6:45 to go, fourth quarter. The college atmosphere here.
This is pretty cool.
Feel yep. Like a miniature Palestra. They were rocking the other night, weren't they?
They had a five count. Schuler backed up.
So now they flip it off. Pencrest with the ball. 1 point lead. Carroll spins. Good defense, Edwards. Left of the key. Right of the key. Tomlin almost lost control. Picks it up. It's not easy out there, guys. This is not easy. This is where you work all hard in the offseason. Summer camps and stuff. Floater by Carroll. Wide to the left. Gilday, the rebound. I just love the name.
A great
Gilday.
Great defense by Edwards.
To the basket. Layup. Short. Hits the underside of the rim. Rebound. Is that Beauchamp? No,
that's Aiden Carroll.
Yeah, Carroll got that rebound. Now Pencrest back left to right. 1 point lead. It is Tomlin guarded by Schuler. Between the circles, Carroll. He's a senior. Sophomore Stanton. Stanton flips it far hash. Out high to Tomlin. Far wing, the 6'7", the big fella. Boyer. Top of the key. Carroll. Looks to penetrate. Tough shot. Off the glass, no. Offensive rebound. 2 points for number 34, Denzel Boyer.
The girls haven't scored in 6 minutes, and they're down by 10 with 2 to go in the third.
Olivia LeClaire. That's a name to remember for O&J Roberts.
Cut his mic off, Mike, please.
5:12 to go. He's one of our big 60 girls, the Gaffeys. All right, 5:08 to go. Fourth quarter. Strathaven's only down by three. 25-22. Short here for the Ty Morris. Short follow the shot. It's on the floor. It's deflected by Pencrest, but the Pio, top of the key. Pio, now Gilday. Boy, you got to give Tomlin all the credit in the world for sticking and working hard.
He's a great defender.
On Edwards. Right wing. Down low, Gilday. Out to Morris. Morris. Now to Pio. He's going to fire a three ball. Short. Gilday battling for the rebound. Picked up by Pencrest. Ball on the floor. Last touch by Pencrest. It should be
ruled.
Ooh, really?
The ref down at the far end of the floor on the baseline had the call right away.
It's off of
Strathaven.
To Pencrest.
One out.
Now Tomlin to the basket. Up. Nobody. Yep. Foul. He can accelerate. He's going to play college. I see him in a solid D3 school, Tomlin. And he can help the program.
Agree.
He'll go to the line shooting, too.
They tried to pressure him in the backcourt a little bit. He broke free and just, guess what, jumped right.
Pencrest's defense has just frozen Strathaven out of the key. They really can't get a decent shot in there, and that's why they're going to these fades and these three-pointers.
And Denzel Boyer's not really guarding our boy Gilday too much. He's really hanging out in the lane and lingering in the lane. He's denying all penetration.
Tomlin makes the first.
Dave, we call that clogging. So if I had to guard Dave Berman down in Avalon, the beach, and the wind screw blowing near the beach, I stayed in the lane the whole time.
Yeah.
I clog it up and let him shoot some. Right?
End of the third quarter from Ridley. O&J Roberts 33, Ridley 22.
Tomlin again.
Now big lead for Pencrest.
Yeah,
it's late in the game.
Yeah, it is, Mike. It's a 5-point lead is a big lead in this game. 27-22. This basketball.
Well, the way Haven's been hitting him, I mean, this could be the game right here.
This is going back 1930s basketball. But I like it, though. Here's Gilday. Lay it up and in on a feed from Schuler.
Great job by Schuler.
Gilday cuts it to three.
That's
first two of the night.
Yeah.
4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Boyer Atkinson. Here's a turnover.
Oh, no.
Pio, tremendous speed, drives to the basket, got to make the layup, and he does. Ebo Pio.
All right, Hammond's within one now.
It's funny.
And like that, we go from a 5-point game, the biggest lead of the night.
2-2-1 pressure here, guys. 2-2-1.
Stanton down low for Boyer. Layup, good, good. Give and go.
They lost him in the background.
Great basketball right there.
Yep, absolutely.
Denzel turned it over. He give it, then he take it away. Yes.
Good eye.
3:31 to go. Tie game if he makes the shot. Schuler misses it. Follow. No. Good. Rebound Pencrest. And now they have a 3-point lead. The Lions, 3:18 to go in the fourth quarter. Down low. Getting it out. This would be a killer if it goes.
A killer.
That's Ben Stanton or Deck Carroll.
Aiden Carroll.
That's Aiden
Another
Carroll.
Keystone Transport three-pointer.
That's a killer against Strathaven right there. The lead is six. Aiden Carroll, huge.
Stanton did a great job driving baseline, gave it to Potts. Potts kicked it out, wide open three.
Aiden gives his team a 6-point lead off the glass. 2 points for Schuler. Timeout Strathaven. We'll take a pause, too. 2:50 to go in the game. I'll say fourth quarter. It's now Strathaven trailing Pencrest by four. DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back, legendary Bill Kaufman. That's K-A-U-F-M-A-N. Gymnasium, Pencrest, 2:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Pencrest with the ball, 4-point lead. District 1 5A quarterfinals. Let's go to Andrew first and Pete again.
End of the third quarter in Westchester. Ruston leads Unionville 44-33.
There's a frustrated Luke Edwards out there for the Panthers. If I'm Strathaven, I put him down on the low box and try to work it into him. Because right out in the corner, he's just being lost by Tomlin.
The only problem there, though, they have Denzel right next to him. So there's not much room in the paint, Peter, right now. Bigger problem, they're 0-for-8 from three-point land, Strathaven, this half, and have attempted no foul shots.
Yep.
Zero. Uh-oh.
Back to the action.
Uh-oh.
That could be a turnover. No, look at Stanton get back on the ball, and then a quick timeout or a foul.
Timeout called by Pencrest.
Strathaven wants to travel. So if Pencrest, we'll get that at the moment. The District 1 5A semifinals are going to be Wednesday. Winner of this game, right now Penn Wood from Lansdowne, they had the lead in that game. against Holy Ghost. If they get to the semifinals, that's two Delaware DelVal teams in different classes, though. Chester in 6A, Penwood in 5A in the semifinals.
Yes.
Pretty impressive.
No doubt. Back to this game. Haven showing full court pressure. Pencrest is going right over the top of it. They're going right over the top, and they're in attack mode. That pass was almost too far. It was a great save by Stanton and timeout call. Pencrest, so they'll be in no hurry here, I think, on the out-of-bounds.
Tomlin to inbound. 2:43 to go in the fourth quarter. Boyer out high, Carroll. Carroll has it. Way outside, straight away now, guarded by Edwards. Strathaven has committed five fouls. They have a foul to give. Mm-hmm. You're not ready to foul yet. Put these guys at the line. Potts to Stanton. Stanton dribbling around.
What defense?
He can dribble the rock, I tell you. This is Aiden Carroll. He's a senior. Stanton only a sophomore. He's between the circles.
Why are they not killing that?
And there's a foul on Edwards' third. Now, the loser of this game would play probably Holy Ghost if they don't come back in a consolation.
Yeah.
So Luke's third, I believe it is.
Yes, it is.
Next one's in the penalty.
5:40 to go from Ridley. Green Raiders are down 7.
Another timeout. Pencrest will take a break. 2:07 to go in the fourth quarter. Pencrest with the ball, leading by 4 over Strathaven. The playoffs never sounded so good on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
2:07 to go, fourth quarter. Pencrest down, leading by 4 over Strathaven, and they have the ball. Boyer,
how would you foul Denzel? Again, Coach Collin knows his team's personnel better than anybody. I would consider fouling Denzel. We saw him make some foul shots last game.
They just control the ball so well. So eventually you're going to have to foul.
Well, yeah, but I wouldn't foul the guards. These guards can all shoot.
Tomlin way out high straight away. We're down to 1:45 to go in the fourth, and there's your foul. Yeah. And it's on Schuler. So going to the line 1-1, that's not the guy you want to foul. He's Mr. Clutch, and he's a senior veteran.
My point is, David, if Gilday would have doubled the ball there and leave Denzel open for a second, the ball goes to Denzel right away. You foul him. So you sort of use him a double team.
So they gave it to him immediately, and I think they wanted to wait and see if they get the ball back.
That's Schuler's fourth.
Tomlin.
Perfect from the line tonight.
Got it. Tomlin will shoot another.
They're almost at the 35-point mark. I had a feeling 35 would be a good number to get. They're going to be on it. Two more points.
Yep.
He even needs a basket here badly.
Yep.
5-point lead, Pencrest from media. Bill Kaufman Gymnasium. Up, swish.
You can't foul him anymore.
Marquise with tremendous job right there.
13.
Two 3-pointers to tie it, but I'm not too sure I'd risk it.
Biggest lead of the game for Pencrest.
Yep.
P.O. back. Gilday down low. Layup. No, but a foul, Luke Edwards. Boy, he wanted that layup right there, but... He was pushed a little bit, off balance. He'll go to the line shooting 2.
Of course, if he had been fouled and he made the free throw and he got the shot in, there's your 3.
Old fashion. They gave him a little back screen there, a little bump. Which Peter was asking for that a while ago, right, Pete?
Got it.
Get Edwards inside. 130. There it was.
137 to go. Fourth quarter. Edwards will get another. 5-point lead, Pencrest. Fourth meeting between the two. Pencrest won 2 of the first 3.
David, look for full court pressure. Again, I wouldn't guard Denzel Boyer. I'd let him catch the ball and foul him.
8 points for Edwards. First 2 points since the first quarter.
Trap.
4-point lead. Tomlin, see if they can get a 10-second call, Strathaven. 1:30 to go.
Ooh.
And they get it across the timeline. Potts now driving Tomlin up.
Uh-oh.
Good, and a foul. by Marquise Tomlin. 1:24 to go in the fourth quarter, and
if he makes these two shots, he's pretty well iced this game.
One shot. You mean the basket.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think the basket, of course.
Even with that 7-point lead, the biggest of the game, a minute 24, Shontavon's in a world of trouble.
36-30. Buck 24 to go, fourth quarter. Dave Berman and the gang here. Tomlin, he's playing like a senior, you can tell. Swish.
At the end of the third quarter at Holy Ghost, it is Penwood 47, Holy Ghost Prep 40.
A little bit closer though. Not over yet. Strathaven down by 7, and they need some three balls like Schuler shooting there, missing it. Schuler offensive rebound now. Justin Morris for 3. No, but a foul on Potts, and Justin Morris will go to the line shooting 3, and he's got to make them all.
Yep, he's got to make them all.
Hey, guys, watching it. You know, he wasn't that close to him. Potts in a closeout. And these kids nowadays watch the NBA and watch the college kids, how they sort of get their feet kicked out. Well, I'd love to see a replay of that. Do we have it?
Yep, that's right. Ooh.
This is the first.
With 4.5 to go in the game, Westchester Ruston is up on Unionville 50-40. And Ridley is still playing catch-up 40-34, 3:40 to go in the game.
Makes that one to Justin. 106 to go, fourth quarter. Billy Cassidy, fiery assistant coach out there.
They're going to have to foul Pencrest right away and just try to get the ball back.
Leo Doyle, calm, cool, collected.
Leo's great.
Ooh. Misses, 2 out of 3.
Don't foul him. Do not foul.
6-point lead for Pencrest and Trap. The ball.
Trap.
P.O. That's a turnover. He lost it out of bounds. Good defense by P.O. And now back to Strathaven, 56 seconds ago. And Strathaven has the ball, so three ball time?
I think so.
I think they have to. I don't think they have a choice.
And it is a pretty much an overflow crowd here.
Oh, yeah.
The Kauffman gym.
Almost lost it.
On the floor, picked up by Pio. There's Schuler. Thought about the three. Now, somebody should be wide. Gilde. Robbie can hit that shot, but it's wide to the right.
DeBreeze caught it.
Rebound taken by Pencrest. Carroll. Stanton fouled by Pio. And he'll go to the line shooting
1-1.
1-1. Team foul number 9. On Strathaven.
Coach Doyle's still grinding out the referees. I love it. He's having a little discussion.
Does he work the refs a lot? That's all right, though. He's got the passion,
man. He does. That's what he gets paid for.
These are Stanton's first attempts from the line tonight.
Got it. Yeah. Boy, I hope Penwood can hang on to win that game. We'll see.
I think that's a dagger, guys.
That'll be a 6 o'clock start. I know you guys definitely will be there. Makes both. This will be the 4th straight year Pencrest goes to the District 1 5A
with a completely different squad.
Very impressive.
Edwards for 3. Got it. 28 seconds to go. Timeout, Strathaven. And we have 27 seconds to go in the fourth
Another
quarter.
Keystone Transport three-pointer.
We're in the fourth quarter. We'll keep it here. 5-point lead now for Pencrest. Strathaven's going to have to foul. Got to hope they missed and come down, hit another 3 and do the same thing.
Good news. They made a 3 right there, but that was their 11th attempt of the half.
Yeah.
1 for 11. Again, in this press, I would just pick up man-to-man and don't guard the guy you want to foul. So, like, let Denzel Potts, I think, is out of the game now. But, you know, some of the guys who aren't used to shooting these pressure foul shots, let them get the ball. Don't foul Stan or Carroll or Tomlin.
The guards are just too good at the line to put them at the line. And Stanton's a sophomore, so he's a little green, per se. Aiden Carroll, you don't want to foul. He's a senior. Marquise Tomlin, he's also a senior. You don't foul them.
Well, there's some updated stats from this half. Pencrest, 10 for 11 at the line. There's 10 points. They've made 5 layups. That's 10 points. Yep. So I call it foul shots and layups in the playoff game. They have 20 easy-ish points in this half. That's why they went from -7 to +5.
Well, and Haven couldn't get a point.
And the basket down at the far end of the gym here tonight hasn't been kind to either team.
Yeah.
Balls have been rolling off the rim all night.
They claim that at Ridley. Like, Ridley has a soft basket and a hard basket. I'm not kidding you. Check that with the Ridley people.
We saw earlier Justin Morris three, go three quarters of the way down.
Stanton fouled on the backcourt by Peel. 26 seconds to go, fourth quarter. And Stanton is one of these gym rats, sophomore. He just looks like a kid that would never miss a foul shot.
No, and again, I don't understand the mindset there. I mean, to me, they guarded Potts and Denzel Boyer pretty tough. I wouldn't even guard them. I would use those players to go dub up on somebody else, let them in on the ball to go forward and try to foul them.
Two shots, Stanton, team up by five.
Missed it.
Misses out. Well, I didn't want to jinx him. I don't, but it was kind of a
you're
jinx.
You're a good guy. Hey, Coach Connell knows these people more than anybody else, so maybe he knows. Let's foul the young kid.
Stanton again. Up. Got it. Timeout, Doyle. Mike Doyle and Pencrest.
Holy Ghost Prep is now within four, 61-57.
How much time?
Not sure.
Okay.
Sometime in the fourth quarter.
Penwood's got to make their foul shots.
Under 8 minutes to go in that game.
Holy Ghost from Ben Salem, Tony Chapman. So we have 26.1 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. It is Strathaven with the ball, down by six. Pete, you're over there. It looks like you want to say something.
Well, Pencrest has a lead of six rebounds, I'm trying to say. 23 rebounds of 17. But again, as Strathaven in the second half has really been ice cold from the field. And that's been the difference. If they played, hit the shots they were hitting in the first half, they'd be ahead.
It's a streaky sport.
It really is. Absolutely
Ridley,
tonight.
Ridley girls still down 6, 2:36 to go in that ball game. 3:29 from Ruston, and they still hold a 10-point lead, 52-42.
So right now, how many girls teams from Delaware County will make it to the state tournament 6 and 5A if Ridley loses tonight?
Springfield's in it, right?
Well, Springfield's going to be in it. You guys.
Ratters are going to be in it.
Ridley,
Valley,
I believe, has tied the game, possibly taking the lead on a Dakota McCaugan three ball.
This is why I like you. This is why we like you, Andrew.
With 57 seconds to go in that ball game from Ridley.
Yeah, they got
to
win another game, though, right?
I know, but.
Here we go, guys. Let's finish this one up.
26 seconds to go in this District 1. Boys, 5A quarterfinal. Strathaven down by six. Edwards, long three, wide to the left, rebound Boyer. That's probably going to be the ball game, and he's fouled.
Yep, 17 seconds.
Well, again, they had time for a decent shot. That was a little brush screen.
I thought they pushed that a little hard.
It was a fadeaway 24-footer.
Will George back into the game for Strathaven.
For Matt Schuller, who's now fouled out of the game.
So it'll be two shots. Pencrest is leading by 6, 40-34. Time to start thinking about an MVP.
This is my guy, Denzel.
Well, we're not going to get anybody up here, so
bad. Okay, well, I give it to Tomlin's played great. Carroll had some big shots. Boyer misses the first.
But again, they could have done that with like 2 minutes ago in the game.
Yeah.
And almost like a hack a shack. You know, sort of, you know what, let him prove it for the line.
And here it really doesn't matter that much.
We saw him miss a bunch of foul shots in that league championship.
Boyer again. Got it. 17 seconds to go in the game, and Strathaven is down by 7. Edwards back. Pio, long three ball. Ooh, way three. Long. Offensive rebound blocked. Boyer the rebound. 7 seconds to go, and Strathaven putting backcourt pressure on and fouling Edwards. And
really wide.
Pencrest will, for the fourth consecutive year, be going to the District 1 5A tournament semifinals. They won it 2017, won it 2018. They were in the semifinals, lost to Westchester East last year. Back in it again this year against Holy Ghost or Penwood.
David, second half for Strathaven, 13 three-point attempts, one went in.
Yeah, well, here we go.
Up, Stanton, good. So going to 5-6 classes has helped a lot of the teams that were like marginal 6A, like the Pencrest, Strathaven, 4A, Strathaven, Pencrest, really has helped out Pencrest here. Makes both, Stanton. Denzel Quinn back into the game for Pencrest. And Pencrest is going to improve to 21-6. Strathaven falls to 16-9. We'll have at least one more game. 3 seconds to go. George misses a shot at the buzzer, and that's it. Pencrest wins the series 3-1 over Strathaven. Tough team to beat. Final score in the District 1 5A boys basketball quarterfinals. Pencrest 43, Strathaven 34. Back to wrap it up following these words. It never sounded so good, the boys basketball playoffs of DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Postgame show. Pencrest advances again to the District 1 5A, second highest classification state of Pennsylvania, District 1 tournament semifinals. And they did it without Sahir Lee tonight, too. Their point guard, sophomore, beating Strathaven 43-34. Now, boy, they got a great student section here. Strathaven had a great student section also. And Strathaven has to play a, you want to make the state tournament, anything can happen. They have a game on, that's going to be on Wednesday. I'm not sure against who or where.
Yeah, we'll list them all. We'll start putting the playbacks on the schedule on the site. So if you're trying to check out a playback game, you can certainly take a look at it. And depending on who's going where, we may take a look at it as well. But in the meantime, we're going to be covering
definitely
both Tuesday and Wednesday night. We'll have to talk about that for you. And then, of course, Saturday. So, you know, it'll be the finals.
Saturday, we will probably have a team.
Yeah,
from
I think
Delaware
we will,
County.
Yes.
Well, you never know. Let's say Holy Ghost comes back and wins that game. Then they beat Pencrest on Tuesday or Wednesday.
Well,
then it'll be Holy Ghost against either Westchester East or Ruston. That's why we have to go one at a time.
Right.
But we know Tuesday night, the 7:30 game, live on Delco Hoops 6A, Tough Acton, taking on the legendary Chester High Clippers. But as for tonight, Mark?
A couple quick stats from the second half. Strathaven ended up shooting 6 for 26 that half. Pencrest shot 8 for 15, over 50%. Foul shots, Pencrest got to the line, 14 for 17.
Wow.
Haven only 2 for 5. That's a big key in the game. And as one of Dave's favorite books, The Tale of Two Cities.
MVP, if he can get him up here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Tomlin.
We'll go
Tomlin.
With Aiden
Tomlin.
Aiden Carroll. We had Tomlin on earlier.
Okay.
Aiden had some big shots. Good floor leadership. And Aiden ended up with, what did he end up with? 10?
Good call.
With 10 points.
Anyway, first half, David. Strathaven, 5 for 7 beyond the arc. Feeling good. You, Avalon, jump shots, draining it. Second half, 1 for 14. So it was going great, and then all of a sudden it didn't go so great. And I thought Pencrest did a great job adjusting. They put Denzel in the lane. They didn't really guard Robbie Gilday too much. They sort of clogged the lane up and dared him to shoot the ball, and it didn't work out. So kudos to Pencrest. Another semifinal appearance for Coach Jewell and his staff. Pencrest has been here and done that. And I think Strathaven will learn from this. Strathaven last year, 3 wins.
Yeah.
In this environment, fantastic for them, for Coach Conlon and their program. They'll learn. They'll build from it.
Got Aiden Carroll coming up. Aiden Carroll.
Duck underneath and come on in.
He knows the he knows the Berman boys. Knows my brother Marty, don't you?
All right, go over next to Dave. There you go.
My brother Marty's a little crazy.
Yeah, he's awesome, though.
Okay, there you go. So, anyway, you're back in the semifinals again. You're a senior. Were you on the team as a freshman?
Yeah, so I was. It's always been a great experience. Sophomore and freshman year, we went to Temple for semifinals, but we're at Norristown again this year, and hopefully we can get past them this year.
Yeah, it's going to be either Holy Ghost or boys from the Delval Penwood. We'll have to wait and see how that turns out. Country Village Restaurant. Mark, there he is.
Yeah,
Mom and Dad on it.
Yeah.
And his father is named Brian Carroll.
Yes.
Well, that makes it a little confusing.
Who is one of our announcers here.
Not really.
Yeah, Brian Carroll. But anyway, there you go. So let's talk about the game. What do you think?
It was an awesome game. It was an awesome atmosphere to be playing in. Both student sections were both involved in the game. They're still here. They're chanting. But it was an awesome experience. It was a close game that we won. It was awesome.
It's almost like you guys are, like, close together. You know each other pretty well.
Yeah, no, we
do. It's kind of weird.
No, I know. Yeah, both being from media. It was awesome to play in.
What was said at halftime? Halftime, you're down seven. What did Coach Doyle say to you guys? And I turned it on. You flipped the switch. I want to say you went on a quick 8-0 run out of the gates. What changed from the second quarter to the third quarter?
He just said we got to keep doing what we do, play defense, and we had to rebound. Most of the points were off the offensive glass. So we just had to rebound. That was a big focus coming into the game, boxing out and everything. So we had to get to the boards and play defense, and that really helped us win the game tonight.
Do you play baseball?
I don't. I used to, though.
You know, he's the baseball coach at Radnor.
Really?
To Marple Newtown, state champs 2 years
ago. Radnor. Girls basketball coach at Radnor.
I'm back at Radnor for baseball.
He's back at Radnor for baseball.
It seemed like, getting back to the game of basketball, it seemed like your defense really, really, really got tough as we went in the fourth quarter. I mean, you just wouldn't allow Strathaven to penetrate at all.
Yeah, that was what we had to do. At halftime, Coach said most of their players were driving kick for threes. They had, I don't know how many threes they had at the half.
They had all threes in the first half.
It was all threes. So he said they were all driving kicks. So we had to keep them out of the lane. That's what we did. We did what we had to do.
And you held them the second half. They made 1 out of 14 second half.
Wow.
So kudos to you and your boys and Coach Doyle and staff. And congratulations again. Another semifinal berth.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
Thank you.
That really is.
Thank you. Shout out to the Dog Pound, too. They really helped us out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're great. Strathaven, they had
both student sections were terrific.
It was just an awesome experience.
It's always
playing in this kind of atmosphere.
Packed house.
It was awesome.
And the semifinals at good old legendary Norristown High School.
Back there again.
Yep.
That'll be 6 o'clock on.
Yeah, it'll be an early. We'll figure out how to get there.
The crew will be there.
I'm excited.
Good enough. Well, good luck. We'll see you there.
Well, he was really bummed. I remember, you lost at the Central League Championship game to Haverford.
Yes.
And losing games, and Mark, you know this, losing games can get you even more fired up, and you learn from the loss.
You weren't feeling good, right? You were under the weather that game?
Yes, I did. How'd you know that?
I know people.
Yeah, no, I wasn't feeling good that whole weekend, but. You know, that was tough, but we came out here and did what we had to do for the first two rounds of districts. It's a good team, and we had to put them
away. Well, go out and celebrate with your boys tonight.
Thank you.
Earned it.
Thank
no
you.
Homework till tomorrow.
Homework tomorrow. Exactly. Yeah. Thank you.
Great job, buddy. Great
job. Aiden Carroll.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
Father Brian Carroll.
Yes, there thank you.
Go. Country Village, maybe a free meal for Dave Burton.
No. Well, EJ.
Maybe a hamburger?
EJ Curran, the old heads. All the old heads from media go there. All the old heads go there.
All right, let's do the numbers.
Final stats here, Andrew.
Final stats for Strathaven. They were led by Luke Edwards with 11. Justin Morris had 7. Matt Schuler with 8. Ivo Pio with 4. Isaiah Freeman and Robbie Gilday both with 2 for their total of 34 tonight. For the Pencrest Lions, they were led by senior guard number 5, Marquise Tomlin. Aiden with 16. Aiden Carroll had 10. Denzel Boyer had 8, Ben Stanton had 5, Jordan Bachansky and Justin Potts both had 2 for their total of 43 tonight.
All right, and we don't have Pete up here to give us any of his stats. He went to run off and do some cleanup, I guess. In any event, we're going to be back in the air Tuesday with Pencrest, and we don't know.
Tuesday from?
Norristown.
No, I'm sorry,
that's Lea Cora Center.
From Lea Cora Center
on
the campus
we do know who that
University
is.
Between. For the game between Methacton and Chester.
Chester, right. And Wednesday,
Night is between Pencrest and the winner of Holy Ghost and Penwood, which is a 4-point game with 1:21 to go in that ball game. Westchester Ruston did knock off Unionville 62-51.
And Ridley Girls?
And Ridley Girls are in overtime.
Again.
Down 50-49 with 29 seconds to go in that. In the first
another,
overtime.
Oh, okay. Boy, Olivia.
Mike, muzzle that guy.
Olivia right. LeClaire.
Now,
anyways.
So check back with DelcoHoops.com. You can check our schedule page. It'll let you know what's going on there. Obviously, we have other alerts on the front page. Obviously, we will also be publishing the Delco Times articles from today's games as well as City of Basketball Love and we'll have photos and all the other good stuff. So stick with us. We got another week and a half of this, actually a week of district, and then we're going to go into the PI game and see how far we, depending on who's on still playing, and see how far we go with that.
Just
so,
a charter,
Dave,
baby. They'll have a first-round game around
right.
here. Here you go. All right, that's it. 43-34 was the final. Pencrest back to the semifinals, and good luck, Strathaven, in the next play. It's a consolation game.
Play
and
back.
Anyway, thank you, everybody, for listening to DelcoHoops.com.
This internet broadcast has been a production of DelcoHoops.com. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.